You find yourself sitting at a table in an outdoor strip mall's food court. Sitting next to you, towering over you, is myself. The giantess who bought you at an auction just a week ago. I have instructed you that you can only refer to me as Mommy. And this past week has been a shocking adjustment for you, as you have been subject to routine milkings, draining your balls of your semen over and over again. The milkings have left you docile and submissive, which is part of their purpose. You slowly eat the food in front of you, but are distracted when you hear another male let out a yelp. You look to your right and see a male laid across his mommy's lap, face down. You see that his pants have been pulled down and his mommy has been spanking his bare bottom, now a shiny red from the abuse. You also notice that, curiously, the mommy's legs are held tight together and are slowly rocking up and down with her male over them. You can tell that the male seems to be in some pain when the mommy isn't spanking him, and he seems to be pleading with her. He keeps saying, "No, mommy, please, mommy, it burns." His mommy seems to care not for his pleas and whimpers. You hear her say a command word that you yourself have gotten quite used to. You hear her say, slowly and commanding, "Shoot, shoot, shoot, shoot." Just then, the male lets out a frantic, high-pitched scream, and you start to see white ropes of semen jetting frantically out from underneath his mommy's thighs. And then you realize what has been happening. The mommy has been stroking her boy's penis with her legs, and now he is ejaculating uncontrollably while she commands him to shoot for her. Shoot. 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 She commands him over and over as you see his semen keep on pumping out of him. You notice that the mommy has placed a glass underneath her legs, and most of the white cream is spurting into it, although some blasts of semen are inevitably splashing all around on the ground. You can see that the male's entire body is going through the spasms from the incredible orgasm, and the mommy is firmly holding his entire body down against her thighs, with her hands over his bottom and his back. For every white, hot rope of semen that jets out of him, he lets out an anguished scream of ecstasy. And you know very well what that feels like, having been routinely milked by your mommy this past week. You notice me looking down at you with a thoughtful stare. You sheepishly smile back up to me and tell me that your food tastes good. I just stare back at you, and you notice something stirring in your shorts. "What's this, young man? Are you getting an erection in public?" You shake your head emphatically back and forth. "Haven't I told you that you mustn't get an erection in public?" "I have, haven't I?" I reach down with my right hand and squeeze over your shorts. Sure enough, I can feel your penis has gotten hard watching that boy being milked by his mommy. My eyes narrow as I sternly say to you, "This will not do, dear. This will not do at all. I'm afraid I'm going to have to spank you out here in public for being such a naughty boy." With one hand, I effortlessly lift you up into the air and out of your seat. With my other, I nonchalantly peel off your shorts, leaving you naked from the waist down, completely exposed in front of everyone. Then you see my hand slowly draw back my dress, baring my long, muscular legs, which are completely covered in black nylons. I look at you with a tight smile, I think that other mommy had a very good idea for disciplining her boy. A very good idea. You shake your head frantically, but I quickly lay you out over my nylon-covered legs. I make sure to put that erect penis of yours between my thighs, and you let out a gasp when you feel them close tight around your helpless member. Your penis is suddenly engulfed by the warm friction of my nylons, holding it like a fish caught tight in a net. You are facing down at the ground, and you feel one of my hands press firmly against your back. Be still, I say sternly. You feel my other hand start to rub your bottom, back and forth, and back and forth. For a moment, your fear begins to ebb away. You suddenly feel safe and secure underneath my petting palm, but then suddenly, you let out a yelp as my large hand slaps against your entire bottom. Your poor little buns feel all tingly, all over just from that one slap. You hear me coolly say, one. Two. Yes, I know, dear. I know it hurts. But this is what you get for getting an erection in public. Three. Aw, does your little bottom feel all tingly and sore? It's already getting quite red, dear. You'll have trouble sitting down for some time after this. But you need to learn your lesson, my pet. This is called tough love. Four. Shh, 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 shh. So much whimpering going on down there. You're starting to feel it, aren't you, dear? You're starting to feel my tight nylons rub against your trapped penis. Every time I spank you, my nylons rub your penis so roughly, don't they? Aw, poor dear. Five. I can feel your penis getting even harder between my thighs, honey. Even though it hurts and you're so scared that your penis can't help but get harder from all that friction, can it? That's what I love about boys and their penises. So helpless, so incapable of resisting stimulation. How adorable. Six. Oh, what would happen to my boy if I squeeze my thighs even tighter around your little penis? Like this. Aw, poor baby, does that hurt? It does, doesn't it? You feel like your little penis just might get crushed between my muscular thighs, don't you? Well, don't worry, honey. I would never want to damage your penis, but it does need to learn to behave, just like you do. Seven. Oh, listen to my little boy. So much begging and crying going on down there. I think that's enough spanking for my darling. There, there, baby. There, there. I'm just rubbing my hand over that very red, swollen bottom. Oh, and I bet your penis feels like it's on fire, too, being trapped between the tight friction of my nylons. Oh, that poor penis. Maybe I should just rock my thighs up and down slowly, like this. There we go. Oh, now my baby's penis is just getting rocked back and forth, back and forth, inside mommy's tight, strong thighs. Does it feel like it's getting stung over and over again by little bees? It sounds like it does, the way you are whimpering. I bet if I were to take your penis out from my nylons, it would look so red and raw right now, wouldn't it? I can also feel how hard it is. It's so, so hard, isn't it? I can just feel it throbbing and quivering between my legs. You poor boys. You just have no control over your penises, do you? They just get hard against your will, don't they? Even though it hurts so much, you can't resist getting harder and harder between my thighs, can you? Aw, what a poor little baby. I know, honey. I know. I know it hurts so much. But I also know what's going to happen, dear. Eventually, that little penis of yours is going to be stimulated past the point of no return. And you will feel that build up all along your shaft. And then you will come. Yes, 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 you will. You're going to come so hard, baby. I've placed a glass down below your penis, and I hope it can catch most of your semen. I know that when you start shooting out, those white, hot ropes of cum just fly everywhere. But with the tightness of my thighs, keeping your penis pointed straight down, I'm confident I can get most of your yummy milk to shoot down into it. Do you think you can be a good boy and shoot all of your cum into that glass below, darling? Do you? Aw, you're past the point of responding, aren't you? Can't even form words anymore, can you? All you can do is just weep and whimper and moan between that ragged breathing. Poor baby. What a poor little boy. But that's what you get for being a naughty boy and getting an erection in public. Always remember that I own this little penis of yours. It may only get erect when I allow it. Do you understand that? Do you? I'll take that pathetic little whimper as a yes from you. And now, my sweet boy, it's time. It's time for me to milk out all that cum out of that penis of yours. All I have to do is pick up the pace just a little bit. Oh, that's right, baby. It's going to be all over soon. I'm going to start spanking you again. And with each spank, I'm going to drive that penis even harder into my thighs. You will start to come, honey, and you will come so hard. Here we go. One. Shoot for me, dear. Two. Shoot. Three. Shoot for me, darling. Four. I said shoot. Five. Shoot for me. Six. Obey me. Seven. That's it. Good boy. Eight. Oh, good boy. Keep shooting. Nine. Oh, shoot for me. 10. Shoot it all out. Oh, shoot it all out, my good boy. Oh, yes, 11. So much sperm is shooting out. So much. 12. That's it. I'm not going to stop, honey. 13. I love to hear you scream like this as I force all the cum out of your balls. 14. You're still coming. You can't stop it. 15. Everyone is watching you come. Everyone is watching my poor baby be humiliated and milked. 16. Oh, your semen is filling up the glass. What a good boy. 17. I'm not stopping, honey. You still have more to give. 18. Good boy. Good boy. Shoot. Shoot it all out. 19. Almost done. Oh, I can feel your balls shrink all the way up into your body. 20. There. All done, honey. Oh, so much sobbing going on. You've made my right thigh all wet with your tears. And your penis is on fire, isn't it? Poor thing. Have you learned your lesson, darling? Have you? Try to form words, dear. Slow your breathing down. Slow down. That's it. Now, has my little boy learned his lesson? That's right. Good boy. Now, I'm going to open up my thighs and lift you out of them. There you go. I'm just going to pull these shorts back up. There. Aw, look at you. Just hugging me and burying your face in shame between my bosom. Well, I think my little boy has learned his lesson. And you know exactly what will happen if you get an erection in public again. And oh, I do hope that this doesn't happen again.